The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now, we've heard the mental health implications of FIFO work, that the solitude, time away from family, can greatly impact the mental well-being of WA's FIFO workers. But a new study has revealed there's an alarming risk of harm when they get home, and it revolves around sleep and alcohol. Joining me now to explain the findings is researcher Dr. Ian Junikin. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So, the findings of this study are alarming. Can you give us an idea of what exactly you found?
So, we investigated the sleep behaviours of 75 shift workers in Western Australian FIFO mining. And basically, we looked at an entire roster cycle, which was a week of days, a week of nights, and 7 days off. So, a fairly typical roster work here in Western Australia. And with that, we used clinical-grade actigraphy to measure the sleep for the two-week period. And basically, we found that on day shift, people weren't getting the required 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So they were generally getting about 6.5 hours. And then on night shift, they were only achieving approximately 5.5 hours of sleep after night shift. And as humans, it's very difficult for us to sleep during the day because we're not designed to sleep during the day. We're mainly designed to sleep at night. So over the 2 weeks of working, we basically have an accumulation of what's called a sleep debt, which then puts us at lower levels of alertness, which will take up to 3 days to recover when we get home from that roster.
Mm. And so I think this would probably not come as a surprise to many FIFO families who know full well the, that level of fatigue that comes in for their FIFO loved ones that, as they return from site. In terms of what is the cause of this, is it rostering, the long hours, isolation, a little bit of everything?
I think it's mainly attributable to the roster design itself. One of the key things that we found in this study was that the early morning start times were a significant factor in reducing sleep debt. So one of the things that you could do as a mining company is potentially look at your start times and your fly-in days to try to reduce risk at those time points of your roster. So it's looking at the entire roster cycle in its totality and not just looking at one thing per se, but it definitely hinges around those early morning start times, because the earlier we get up, the more tired and fatigued we're going to be. So we're trying to create or maximize the best sleep opportunity for humans.
Mm. And then when it comes to, I guess, the end result of this level of sleep disruption, the sleep debt that you're talking about, what can it lead to?
So I think, like, no surprise, many people who do FIFO will probably listen to this and probably go, well, you know, we know this is occurring anyway, so it's not very surprising for us. And I would agree with them, but we have very limited data on this in the research field at the moment. So really what we've done here is quantified that. And one of the things we've shown is that basically when you come off that roster cycle, that you are at poor levels of alertness. So avoiding things like in the short term, driving after you come off a night shift, maybe get a taxi home, getting family and friends to pick you up, or potentially having a few days off where you're not planning lots of activities to get that adequate rest and recovery. And in the long term, then working shift work long term and not getting enough sleep can obviously, you know, increase obesity. However, the levels of obesity that we did see in this study were very similar to the general population, with about 23% of this population being obese. What we did see that was probably a little bit surprising, and there's very little data on this in the mining industry, is the potential prevalence of the risk for sleep disorders. And so there's over 70 recognized sleep disorders. And we found approximately that 60% of this cohort of shift workers were at the potential risk of having a sleep disorder. And this could also be alleviated by looking at the roster design as well. So maybe we're getting some, artifact basically or reporting in the sleep disorder risk from that roster design, because people may be feeling tired from it.
Now, I think that one of the things that you said that really strikes me as interesting is that the actual FIFO workers probably won't see this as much of a surprise to them. They live this, but yeah, there is a lack of data around the issue. And so I guess, is that part of the reason why it's still occurring, that there's just not enough scientific evidence there to motivate, you know, these big mining companies to make the changes required?
Yeah, I think, look, if you look at it globally, there's probably less than 15 papers in mining, oil and gas looking at sleep and fatigue management in the, what we want to collectively call it, the extractive industry. So that is a worry. And I think basically what we tried to do here was to aim to quantify some of this work that's happening already and to get some numbers around it to inform future research. And we're currently running some other studies as well on the back of this to try to provide some data to help companies and individuals. So it's really focused on looking at this data to provide solutions. And in our paper as well, we did recommend numerous recommendations for the company and for individuals as well. It's not our intent here to stop businesses or to stop people working FIFO. It's just to try to make it safer overall and try to get the balance between safety, productivity and cost.
Yeah, still plenty more work to go, no doubt, but this is definitely a step in the right direction. Sleep for Performance researcher Dr. Ian Junikin, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
No worries. Thank you very much.